Blog Talk Radio.
Friday morning for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am LaLisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach LaLisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com. Or for a free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Welcome, welcome to the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, I pray and trust that your weekend was absolutely fantastic. For those of you mothers, happy Mother's Day to you. I know a Mother's Day is officially over, the day that we celebrate, but we just wanted to say that we weren't, the Coach LaLisa Show does not air on Sunday, so we were not able to wish you that unless you're on Facebook, which we do advise each and every one of our listeners to connect with us on Facebook so that we can keep in touch with you throughout the entire week and also let you know about upcoming events. But for those of you who did not get our message on Facebook, we want to just take the time to acknowledge you now. And if any of you, before we finish up, where we had left off on Friday, where we were talking about the power of intention before our awesome, awesome guest came on, Mr. Bill Collins, who shared that awesome information about real estate and how we can view real estate in such a trying time such as this, with the economy being what it is, being very unstable right now. Well, actually, it is stable, but it's not stable in the positive way. So it really has not been growing, and there hasn't been much change. And so whenever there's not change, that's what we call stability, something that is stable when things don't change. And there are times when we want things to be stable and unchanged, but then there are most times in our life where they will change, and we want to change with them, such as we were talking about the power of intention. And that is where you take full credit, full opportunity, I should say, full responsibility. responsibility 100% to change and not only change your life. See, here's the thing with the power of intention. You're not going to just change your life. You're going to create the life that you desire. Yes, we're talking about the power of intention to create a life. You know, here we are at this juncture in our careers, in our health, in our finances, and we want to, our marriages or what have you, we want to have the opportunity to finally create the life that you desire. So we're going to be talking about this power of intention when we get an opportunity. We know we do have guests scheduled to come on the show, and things will be happening, but we want to, where there is an opportunity for me to do the show, that's what we're going to be talking about. Now, remember the overall goal for the show is to, and we made it sort of expansive so we can include things like this, but the goal of the show is to empower you to have the things in life that you want. And one of the ways to do that is to understand and take hold and grasp this power of intention. And I want to say good morning to those of you on the switchboard and in the chat room, and those of you who that will tune in later to the archives. We know we have lots of archive listeners, and so we always want to include you in our acknowledgement, because we really do appreciate you, and we want to congratulate Mr. Paul Kiriazzi. God bless you. Yes, yes. We know Paul has posted a couple of things there, right there on Facebook. So if you could connect with Paul on Facebook as well as he has his own website, which you can go to, and you can learn all about his powerful, powerful personal development and success seminars that he does. And they are entitled Living the James Bond Lifestyle. So you can get the audio book, you can tune in, and I tell you, he has the coolest stuff that will really, really help you with exactly what we're talking about right here. Help you to create the life that you want. I mean, this is like the new black, okay? The new black is creating the life you want, not just settling, not just, you know, being at mediocre, not just existing. And people say, how you doing? Oh, I'm just hanging in there. No, we don't want to just hang in there. We want to take it up a notch or two. We want to take it to, and I knew I love saying it too because I say it all the time, we want to take it to another level. Well, we want to take it to a whole new dimension. We want to go to a new dimension where we, I tell you, not only living the life that we really desire, you see, no more playing small, no more just accepting what, you know, what somebody has told us we should do. You should just do that, or you can only do that. No, no, no. We're turning things inside out. Yes, we're turning it inside out. Okay, so, okay, wonderful, Paul. Glad to hear your computer is doing well and back up to speed. Awesome, awesome. Yeah, I know there's viruses that can get into your computer. And so today, but now, if any of you have any special Mother's Day example before I get further into this topic, because we already started on Friday talking about the power of intention, if any of you have your Mother's Day story or your Mother's Day tribute that you would like to share with us, something special that you did on Mother's Day, you can certainly call in. The phone lines are open, 347-945-7991. That's 347-945-7991. And share with us your Mother's Day story or your Mother's Day experience, something that happened special for you. Otherwise, I will just roll on into what I wanted to share with you about this power of intention, creating the life you desire. What is it that you want to see in your life as it relates to your finances, your health, your job, your career, your relationship, your family? You know, for long too long, we have been trained to think that things just happen with, you know, at a minimum, about 30% of our personal control. But now we're finding there's new teachings out there that show, and Dr. Wayne Dyer is one of the leaders of this teaching, and there are many leaders, but he's one. And one that I respect and well enough to use his name and to talk about, you know, what the work that he's done right here on the Coach and Lisa show. But here is a person who, and I've known him for a long time, don't know him personally, but I remember again as a teenager, so I'm going back now 40 years ago, I remember as a teenager my mother having books written by this person. He's a psychologist and motivational teacher and speaker and trainer and a whole lot of other things. She had his books in her home as a child. So I know he's, you know, goes way back. And he is definitely one of the leaders in this concept of the power of intention. So here we are, 2011, going forward. We want to make sure that we understand that it is up to us to create this life that we desire. You know, God gives us every single tool, ability, gift, strength. He gives us everything we need, okay? Every talent. He's given us everything. He even said in Deuteronomy 8:18, he even said, I give you power to get wealth. Even if you want to be wealthy, you can create that for your own self. Yes, you can. And he's given you the power to get it done. He even said that he has come that we would even have a life and have it more abundantly. So, yes, and, you know, there's just so many examples that show that we have the tools. Now, what we do with those tools and how we appropriate them, how we use them, is the critical deciding factor of how much we're really able to create the life that we want. It's not that we don't have the tools, the ability, the power, the opportunities, the talents, the skills, the strengths. It's not that we don't have them. It's about how we use them. It's how we employ them, okay? You think about any town, any country, any nation, when you look at their defense mechanism, whether it be the United States, whether it be China, Russia, whether it be Turkey, whatever country there is, look at how they deploy and employ, how they utilize their resources. See, that's what determines whether you will be a successful nation. And that's the same thing that determines whether we'll be successful individuals. It's not that we don't have, it's that we don't use, or we do not use it the right way. Now, it's taken me a long time to really, really, really get that. And I'm pretty sure I'm not by myself. I'm sure that there are tons of other people who also, it has taken them a lifetime so far to really understand that we have to get better at utilizing our skills, our talents, and our abilities. get us what we desire, okay? So that's what we're talking about here with this power of intention. And I want to ask a question to those of you who are with us today and in the chat room. I see you there, Paul and Patricia. Good morning, good morning. I guess some people are moving a little slow this morning. And we know that there are lots of things going on in the morning now. There was a time when the Coach Lalisa show was literally the only show going in the morning. However, we know now that there are other shows out there that are also on the air in the morning. And so we have what they call in this business and any other business, there is competition. So we really appreciate all of those of you who continue to tune in and to stay tuned with us as we continue to go forth with the Coach Lalisa Show. And we are absolutely, absolutely excited and blessed that you are here and that we could also be here with you as well. So there we have it. Now, this power of intention that we're talking about here is so that you can enjoy the life that God has intended and created for you. Now, I want to share with you, in order to get started in using this in your life so that you can manifest in your life what it is you want. Is that something that you want? That's my question in the chat room there. Do you want to be able to manifest in your life the things that you desire deep in your heart? Is that something that you really want? See, you got to really want it in order for it to really work for you. So that's why I want to know, is this something that you really want? And we want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, if you really want and you want to have in your life harmony, if you desire to have the things you want, okay, here's what you have to do. Yeah, you know, there are a lot of people who don't quite understand how intention works. They don't understand. That's why we want you to stay tuned, stay close, as we're going to break this thing down for you. Okay, so there's something that, you know, we know we can speak some things into existence, right? And we want you to understand that you, personally, you, myself, and others, we have the power to work miracles in our life. And you have to think that, you see. We have to have our thoughts and our actions, they have to come together and be in harmony. Now, here's an example. If you desire, let me just give you an example. Let's just say, and I'm going to use myself as an example, because right now I do want to get rid of some of my excess pounds. Let's say you desire to be thin, okay? You have this desire. Let's just say I have a desire to be very thin or thin, all right? And at this point, I'm overweight, 30 pounds overweight, 50 pounds overweight, whatever the overweight. I'm giving you an example of how we have to utilize this power of intention to create the things we want in life. And again, I ask you the question, do you want certain things in your life? Do you want to see your life change? Okay. So let's just say you desire to be thin, but you're constantly thinking and focusing on how overweight you are. Okay. If you do that, if you really desire to be thin, but your thoughts are constantly focused on how overweight you are, Therefore, your intention to change, to meet that state of being then, has no power. Now, remember, we talked about this, probably about 6 to 9 months ago. I did a show where I talked about how what you focus on, you make big. So yet the desire to be thin is there. But there's no power in your intention is what's going to change you to get thin has been stripped because of what you're focusing on. You're focusing on being overweight. Now, you can use that example with anything. So if you think how nice it would be to be wealthy, okay? Same thing with money. You can use it with money. Let's say you think about, boy, how much easier it would be to, you know, go shopping and not have to look at the price tag, or how wonderful it would be to flip through a vacation magazine and pick out a cruise or some other type of vacation on some secluded island and not worry about what a plane ticket is going to cost. How am I going to get all that luggage on when I got to pay per luggage? If you just, you know, think about that and think how wonderful that would be, but yet you begin to focus on how much money you don't have, where you're going to get the money, you know, you don't have enough money, cash flow, what have you. Again, you have just stripped away the power to get it done, right? Now, that's not good, okay? So, it's when you, not until you do these things, awaken within yourself the desire for wealth or health. It could be health as well. It's not until you align your thinking with that which you desire. See, there lies a very, very, very powerful key right there. Is when your thinking aligns with your desire. Again, I know people right now, they desire a better job or they desire a job, but their thinking is always negative. I don't have the right clothes for the interview. I don't know what to say in an interview. I'm going to flop in the interview. I don't have the right skills for the job. So they desire is to get the job. But their thinking is out of alignment. That's a big problem. Okay, so here's what happens when a person is not manifesting what they desire. Number one, they have not awakened within themselves the desire. That's number one. That's the first step. But if you want to have what you desire, you have to, number one, awaken within yourself that desire, the desire to get a college degree, that desire to become a number one best-selling author, that desire to be, you know, the number one cleaners in the business, in the country, the state, the city, whatever your desire is. That's number one. Awaken that desire. Desire to be a Bible scholar. Desire to have successful events. Whatever, you got to first awaken the desire. Number two, you have to align your thoughts. That means when we say align them, we mean to make them coincide, to make them look just like each other, put them together, okay? Line them up. That they are in sync, all right? So, number one, awaken that desire within yourself. Number two, that means to want it, to think about it, to understand it, to acknowledge it. Number two, align your thinking with that desire. And you do this by first visualizing for yourself what it is you want. Visualize yourself healthy, wealthy. I can see myself now going into the store, putting on a size 7 dress. You see, I have to visualize myself thin, not just talking about it, but actually see it. And then, and once he, the vision, when you see something, it's a powerful. You know, it's like, you ever had memories? You ever have memories come back to you from, like, when you were a child? Like, you can see yourself at the kitchen table with grandma making shortbread cookies, you know? That's because visions are powerful. They never leave us. I can see myself right now standing at the Cincinnati Zoo with my mama and my brother and my other sister. It was just the three of us at that stage. And I can see us at the Cincinnati Zoo. My mother used to love to take us to the zoo, you know. So we had the greatest animals there. You know, Cincinnati Zoo is pretty well known throughout the country because they have a great zoo. They've always had a great zoo. And so my mother used to take us there. Well, I can still see that picture. Why? Because a picture is very memorable, all right? You can see things and they last in your memory for very, very, very images. They last a very, very long time. So therefore, it's important that you see yourself in this desire that you're looking for. You know, when I started out working toward my college degree, having been a high school dropout, and at age 33 deciding to go back to college for the first time, I'm sitting there in the classroom, and I'm on, you know, class number one with like 20, 30 classes left or so. But I saw myself at graduation. I saw myself coming across the stage receiving a diploma. Now, here's the thing. When I was in high school, at the regular age, 16 or so, I never saw myself graduating. Never, that vision never came across my head because I was too busy focused on having fun. All I could see in my vision for myself at that time was having fun, partying, skipping school, hanging out with my so-called friends. That's right, so-called friends. I don't, you know, anyway. So there you have it. You got to get that visual. Step two is so important to me. That is so important. And I think if we're going to really achieve the life that we desire, we're going to have to do all three, but certainly step number two. Now, step number three, we're going to focus. There's that AAF again. Focus on the opportunities that present themselves to create that thing that we're desiring. So if it's wealth, focus on the opportunities. Focus on those opportunities. If it's our health, then focus on the opportunities that's going to get us that better health. So, for instance, my opportunity to get thin, wow, listen. Number one, the first opportunity that comes my way is an opportunity for me to not eat everything that I know is contrary to thin. So eating anything with fat and butter and fat and more fat is not helping my opportunity to get thin, you see? So I have to focus on the opportunities that line up with my desire. Same thing with a job. If that was my desire to have a particular kind of job, now I need to focus on the opportunities that would get me that job. And those might be opportunities for training. It may be opportunities to network with certain people. It may be an opportunity to apply to particular jobs. Hello. And making sure that my thoughts are lined up. Now, what's the sense of me applying to a job that has a certain standard set to it or certain pay or what have you if I'm going to tell myself they'll never hire me? See, once you tell yourself that they'll never hire me, all bets are off. The power of intention is not going to work for you. Again, if you're trying to lose weight, if you're trying to desire to be thin, but you keep thinking that focusing on how overweight you are and how much of a problem this is, guess what? Your power to intend that, it's gone. It's just stripped away from you. So you must grab a hold of these three things. And I'm going to help you. I'm going to be right here to help you. And in helping you, I'm going to help myself. And we are all going to get help together. But when you do these things, these three things, then you will be able to manifest in your life what things you desire. You know, Mark 11:24 says, whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, he says, believe that you receive it, and then you have it. He didn't say believe that you receive it, but then think that you don't have it. No, no. So you have to, that right there gives you all power and authority to see yourself in it. It says faith is the substance of the very thing that you are hoping for and the very evidence of what you cannot see. So, okay, in other words, you may not have it right now, but you're going to have it. Yes, you are. You may not have it right now, but you are going to have it. You have to believe that you receive it, and then you'll have it. It's called the power of intention. Now, I hope you have those three steps down pat, those three things. If you want to create within your life the things that you desire, he says, if you can, you can have whatsoever you say. Now, you can, there will be things that will come into your life that you didn't even really focus on, and they will line up with things that you want. You know, there's like a kind of a passive way of getting the things that you intend. But there's also an active part that you can play, and you can be very active in this. Again, my desire to be thin, then the I'm going to align my thoughts with it. I'm not going to focus on how big my stomach is. I'm not going to focus on how big my hips. I'm not going to focus on the negative. I'm going to just get up in the morning and do the things that speak to that vision that I have of myself, going into the store and putting on a size 7. That vision that I have of, you know, myself in a bathing suit on the beach. I'm going to hold that vision, and then the opportunity to get up, walk around the block, walk 3 blocks. I'm going to just take that opportunity, and I'm not going to look back. Okay? I'm going to first awaken the desire. We said that was number one, right? Let's just say I want more time to myself in my day. Maybe I feel my day isn't going the way it should go. Maybe I need more freedom in my day. I need to be freed up from being so busy. Let's just say, you know, that's my intention, all right? I want to attract more ways into my life of doing this. Well, number one, I'm going to see myself more relaxed. I'm going to see myself in positions where I have more time to just relax. You know, sitting on my deck with my feet up with a tall glass of ice cold lemonade. I'm going to see that. And then I'm going to begin to align my thoughts with the thing that I desire. I'm going to begin to think about this more and more, what it will feel like, how good it's going to feel, how much reading I'm going to get done while I'm relaxed, how many more things I can do if I'm more relaxed. And as I line that up, and in the third step, I'm going to begin to focus on opportunities that present themselves to me that will allow me to create that atmosphere, that scenario. So one of those opportunities will be the opportunity to say no to different people that ask me to do things. We have to say no in order to create more time to relax. We'll have to be able to say no. And then other opportunities will be opportunities to finish early things that I'm doing. Take it down. It's just going to be so much fun. And we're going to have so much fun, y'all, creating these lives that we desire. If we desire to get wealth, let's just say that's the thing that we desire. If that's, it could be wealth and our health. Again, I'm going to align my thoughts with getting wealth. I'm not going to keep talking about how broke I am. I'm going to get rid of that word, that sentence, that phrase, whatever we want to call it. Just get rid of it. You know, I'm tired. tired of being broke. I'm always broke. I ain't got no money. I'm broke. If I spend that, I'm going to be broke. We got to stop it. We're not aligning our thoughts with our desires when we do that. Because whatsoever thing we think on, okay, whatsoever things we desire, if we believe it, then we receive it. But here's the thing. If we keep saying one thing, we're totally stripping ourselves of our belief. Because our beliefs and our thinking go together. You know, you're not going to be believing one thing, but thinking another, and then saying and doing another. They all have to go in alignment. And we know this is probably different than what we've thought or what we've believed or what we've been taught. Now, a person may say, nobody ever sat down there and taught me these things. Well, some things were taught, some things we learned, not because of a verbal teaching. Nobody verbalized it to you, but you learned it throughout life just by observing and experiencing and being. So no one taught you to talk negative. No one had to teach you that. No one sat down and said, okay, have a negative thought. Think negatively, negativity. Nobody had to teach you that. You could pick that up. You still learned it. It was still taught, or you caught it, not necessarily in a verbal teaching. And so what I'm saying is that over time, we've been taught how to not use the power of intention to get and create the life we want. Because let's face it, had we been taught that, we'd all have it by now. So we would have already been doing this since, like, second grade. But it's okay. We're doing it now, you know. I think it was, I forget his name, but there's a famous person who said that, motivational speaker person who said that, it's never too late. It's never, George Eliot, I think. He said, it's never too late to be what you should have been. It's not too late. We're in the right time to have everything that we want to have. And so one of the ways that we're going to get this is through the power of your intention. And the reason why I'm going to teach this now, because as I teach it, I'm learning as well. And the reason why I've been, you know, listening to Dr. Wayne Dyer for some years now, and he's been talking about this for several years now, probably a good decade. He's been talking about it all along, just under different titles. I remember his book some years ago, If You Believe, Conceive It, Believe It, and Achieve It, or something like that. And, you know, then there was a great song person came around and somebody made a song, I Believe I Can Fly, you know, and a lot of times they'll sing that, different motivational events. And it's about, because we can have what we believe, and those of you who know the scripture says the same thing. If you believe that you receive it, then you have it. So how to, but see what happened, what was lost on some people is that middle step, aligning the thoughts with our intention. And that's where a lot of people, in terms of actually achieving what they want, that's where the breakdown comes in, you know. Because you can have step one, but you won't get to step three, and you won't get to, you know, step two if you don't have step two. And therefore, you will not manifest the things you want. You'll always have the things that you focus on, okay? You're going to always have, and that's all of us. We're going to always have what we focus on. If we focus on lack, if we focus on poor quality, if we focus on poor health, you ever notice why some people are so healthy and then another person who seemingly lives the same lifestyle is so unhealthy? You ever notice that? Why? You can take two children from the exact same household, nearly slept in the same bed. One child could have a totally different lifestyle while the other child is living something totally different. Why? One could be full of lack and the other one could be full of loot, for the lack of a better word, fully wealthy. Why? It's because of the mindset. It's because of their thinking. It's because of what they have visualized for themselves. It's because of what they have taken the opportunity to do. But the opportunity to do is based on what your thoughts are. Again, if your thinking is, you'll never hire me. I give you a prime example. I can give you so many examples, it isn't funny. I'll never forget in 1983, I believe, 1983 or 82. It had to be 83. 1983, my mother had a friend who had a daughter who worked for American Airlines. Big at that time, American Airlines was a really big company, and their headquarters, one of their operations, rather, their headquarters was always in Dallas, but one of their operations was headquartered or had an office in Cincinnati, Ohio, and this was the office where they took reservations over the phone. Now, I'm naturally a skillful person. In other words, you can show me something pretty much one time, and I can do it as if I've been practicing for like a very long time. So I just have that natural kind of thing going on, right? Now, so I was a kid that could always learn any step dance and like show it to me one time. I can, you know, mimic the whole dance and things like that, right? So that year, I'll never forget, my mother brought an application home, or somehow she did something like that. And she says, "Here, Lalisa, you need to go and apply. They're hiring." And she said the same thing to my other sister. Me and my sister were very close. That's the one I do the show on Sundays with. She said to her, "Here, the company is hiring. Take this application," right? Well, guess what do you think I did with the application? I didn't take it because I said to myself, here was my thing. Oh, I desire to work at a great company like that. But my intention never manifested because there was no alignment with my thinking. My thinking said, they'll never hire me. I'm not good enough. That's all I had to say. It wasn't even a long, drawn-out conversation. It was just simply, they won't hire me. I'm not good enough. Now, my other sister, who obviously thought something different, I'm the perfect candidate for this job. She went and she got the job. She worked there 20-something years or so, long, long time. Well, after she had been employed with the company, oh, about 25 years or so, I was sitting here in New Jersey, and just so that, I believe God did this just to prove to me this is how this power of intention can really work. 25 years later, I'm here in New Jersey, and I'm doing a volunteer opportunity with a job that I was working on. Just so happened, the volunteer opportunity was with Continental Airlines, who just so happened to be hitting number one, number two in the country, in the United States, for airlines, right? They basically, you know, offered me a job, pretty much, okay? And I took the job. I was so startled. It shocked me. It's because remember now, 25 years earlier, I thought the airlines would never hire me. And here, so my point in all of that is, let go of this thinking that we can't do things or can't have things or can't be things. Please, let it go. It's only going to hold you back. It's not worth it. It's not worth it on anything. So I took the job at Continental, and every single day that I went to work, the thinking was still kind of there, like, why did they do this? You see, I'm telling you, you got to change your thinking. That is critical. Same thing with success of a job, of a career, of your business. It's ruining you. Get over it. It's ruining your health. It's ruining your relationships. It's ruining your friendships. It's ruining everything when we think negative. And then now some people think that positive thinking is just something that, okay, those people over there, that's what they do. No, that's what successful, wealthy, healthy, happy, whole, fulfilled people do. Period. Okay, that's what they do. That's how they get wealth. That's how they get healthy. That's how they get what they intend, their desires. That's how they do it. There's no other way. I promise you, I've tried. I've tried almost every other way. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Sure, you could wait for things to fall out of the sky. You can. Who's going to stop you? Nobody. However, if you want to move to another level, if you want to move to another, or should I say, this is another dimension. If you like to move to this new dimension where the power of intention lies, then you need to do these three things. Number one, awaken that desire within yourself. Whatever so things you desire. In other words, God expects and intends for you to have a desire. He said, whatsoever things that you desire, He intends for you to desire some things. And then number two, if you will align your thinking, He also says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So if you think that you can't do, that you can't be, that you can't have, that you won't grow, that you can't change, then that you can't do, then you can't. If you think that you can, you can. So align your thinking with what you desire in step one, and then step three is that you take every opportunity that will bring forth or that lines up with the thing that you have desired. And this is in your health, this is in your body, this is in everything that you do. Okay, if you, let's say you have a business and you desire to have X amount of customers. Let's say that's your desire, to have X amount of customers. How many customers do you desire? Do you want 100 more, 1,000 more, or do you just want more? Because more could be one. One is more. So you could, is it one? Is it 100? You know, is it 1,000 more? Then you're going to do the, you have to do the things that will bring in more. It's just that simple. I'm sorry. You're not going to sit back and, you're not going to desire more and then sit back and hope more comes. No. You got to get up and actively do the things that bring in more and keep your negative thoughts out. Don't think about how many haven't come, the last time. This would be negative thinking. Well, the last time I took an ad, no one came. Don't you dare think that. Oh, my goodness. Stop it. Stop it. Don't think about the negative. Okay? How many times do we have to say that? Focus on the positive. You got to align your thoughts with the thing that you desire. If you say, well, the last time, no one came. Then you know what your brain thinks? Your brain thinks that you're focusing on the fact that no one comes. So that, guess what? Your brain will start acting like nobody's coming. Therefore, you're not going to do anything to attract more people. Therefore, you won't have any more. It's that simple. Okay, here's one. I'll throw in this one for free. Let's just say you want more customers. Let's just say you want more customers in your business. I'm a coach. I would love more people to coach, right? I desire more people to coach, right? I give events and people come. One thing I could do to increase the number of clients that I coach or people that come to the event, I can ask those who are already a client, I can say to them, can you give me a referral. Just give me one referral. Have all of my clients, because all of my clients know a ton of people, every last one of them, right? So I want all of my clients that I coach to give me one referral. So far, Hope has been great. She's done that. She's given me a one referral. So great. Now, I want all of my clients, anyone that I've ever coached, I want you to give me here's another one that we can test out right here on the Coach Lalisa Show. I want everyone who is listening right now, or whoever listens to this show, whether you're in Switchboard, chat room, you're in the archives, you're listening to some RSS feed, you're listening to your iPods, your iPads, the website, there are many ways to listen. You might be listening through Blog Talk Radio. You may be listening through Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and some of the other sites that we're on. Well, I want you to tell five other people, I want you to tell five more people to tune into this show, right? I mean, no, really, I want you to either text them the number, 347-945-7991, and tell them, please listen to this show, or you've got to listen to this show, however you want to word it. Tell them, you must listen to the Coach Lalisa Show. It doesn't even have to be a particular day, but if you want to say on a particular day, then tell them Tuesday. That's tomorrow. So today I want you to tell at least five people to tune into the show today. I want you to tell five people throughout the day, somewhere, find five people, five friends, five neighbors, five clients, five customers, five people to listen to the show, the Coach Lalisa Show. So there you have it. Text them, call them, email them. There you go. Five people. That's all. Five people. Just tell them. Just tell five people to listen to the show tomorrow. I want everyone listening to the show right now to tell five people. Again, if you have a business, you can say to your customers, can you tell one more person, to come visit the store, and I will give that person a special discount, whatever. Tell one person. That right there, now just imagine you have 100 customers, and you tell all 100 to bring one, just one, not all their friends, not their whole department where they work, not their whole business, no, just one person. Right there, you'd go from 100 to 200 customers in one fell swoop. See, that's how the power of intention works. So you had the desire started with having more customers. Then you align that with your thinking that, and actually thinking that, you know what, I'm going to have more customers. I'm going to have more customers. My business is going to grow. I'm going to be able to do more things. That's what you're thinking. And then opportunity is right there in front of you to make it happen. Just that simple. Now, from that 100 people that went and told people, let's just say only 50 new customers came out of that 100. Let's just say. Now what you could do is, now you have 50 new customers, and now you say the same thing to all of them. And you just keep rolling. So these are how opportunities, or you go, somebody invites you to a group, and you say, oh, I really don't feel like going. They invite you to anything. It doesn't matter. However, you're like, oh, this is an opportunity that I get to share with people that I don't know. Because, you know, typically when people get invited somewhere, the first thing in their mind is, but I don't know anyone there. Okay, good. If you're a business owner, good. Why you're going, because you don't know anybody. You're going so you can tell them, and more than likely, they don't know you. Well, that's why you go, so that you'll get to know somebody. See, when you're in business for yourself, you take every opportunity to get to meet people, because every time you do, it's an opportunity to commercialize your business or promote your business, your service, your business, your product, or your service. Because remember, the product or the service that you have, you have it to help others. So why wouldn't you want to tell others? You didn't go into business to help yourself, okay? You went into business to help other people. So that's like me with coaching. I got to tell people about it because I do coaching to help other people achieve their dreams in life and achieve their goals. So it would be foolish for me to not want to tell people about it. The reason I do it. So it just makes good sense, y'all. It just makes good sense. So same thing like with Mr. Paul. He has his seminars to help people. So he needs to let people know how can people who need the help get the help if they don't know you're there to help them. They won't. You know, think of McDonald's and Red Lobster and a lot of the big car commercials, Cadillac, Lexus dealer, all these car dealerships, they put on a TV commercial to show you that they have a car to help you get around, you know. The airlines, they hold commercials to show you how they can help you go visit your family member, take that vacation, get your business travel underway, you know. So that's what we do. And you try to reach an audience that doesn't already know about you unless you're just offering a new product or service. You want to reach the same audience and, you know, show them what else you have. So we're winding down to the end of the show, just a few minutes left. Again, we want to thank each and every one of you for tuning into the show today. We hope that you learned a lot about the power of intention. I can't wait to see how you put this into action today, and that hopefully tomorrow you'll be able to share with us some of the things that you did. And again, if it's related to your health, get that desire going. What is it that you desire? If you want to lose weight, if you want to eat more healthy, if you want to get more exercise in, whatever you want. It could be as it relates to your finances. You want more wealth. Don't focus on, now, if you focus on the bad economy, you just stripped yourself of power to get wealth. If you say, oh, but this is a horrible economy, Coach Lalisa, there, I can't possibly want wealth in this economy. Well, you're absolutely right, and you won't get it either, because you've already stripped away one of the keys to unlock the door of getting what you want, and that's aligning your thoughts. So, no, you can't have it, sorry. But for everyone else who is willing to put forth those three pieces, they will get it. So, number one, you're going to do what? You're going to awaken that desire within you. That's the first step. And we know for some people, as it relates to wealth, that's going to be hard because they don't think about being wealthy. They always just think that it's for someone else. Well, no, it could be for you as well. So number two, you're going to align your thinking with what you desire. And number three, you're going to do what? What? Okay, I know some of you forgot step three. So I'm going to read, say step three over. Step three is to focus on opportunities that will allow you to meet that desire. So focus on opportunities that present itself. So that right there gives you that positive thinking piece, is you're going to focus on opportunities. What opportunities are there for you to meet your desire? Where do the opportunities lie? Do they lie in meeting new people? Then focus on that. Do the opportunities lie in going places you've never been before? Then do that. Whatever opportunity presents itself that will allow you to create that desire for yourself, then go for it, okay? Go for it. Okay, number three. Yeah, you like number three, Paul. I like number three too, yes. Create, focus on those opportunities that allow you, okay, that present themselves with an opportunity for you to create that desire. Opportunity to eat better, the opportunity to work out, and this is for if you're losing, trying to lose weight, the opportunity for you to get your exercise in, do these things, okay? So tomorrow, we'll be back, and we'll talk more about creating the life that you desire, getting more customers, getting that job that you want, getting financially where you want to be, getting the wealth. We're going to do it and be an example to the rest of the world that you can do it and that you learned it right here on the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, y'all have a great day, a powerful day, and don't forget, you got to keep on moving on up.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. but we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge, share the love, share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.